Welcome to RCM 360 Drive Time, the podcast to help you increase revenue, streamline claims, and create efficient billing and collections processes, all designed to drive profits to your medical practice. Today's episode, the cost of AR follow-up. Now let's hop in the car with your Drive Time host, Brad Cassidy.
Hey, so if you listened to my last podcast about unbilled encounters, you know that I believe in getting paid what is due, whether that be for, billing encounters that the providers haven't finished, get those in a timely manner, or which is what I'd like to talk about today is doing that AR follow-up and what the cost of that is to do that AR follow-up. So, I've worked with a few clients over the last several months that, where I've done their AR analysis to see, how much could we collect on average for the current AR claim inventory out to insurance. And I'm consistently seeing this 25 to 30% that MGMA is recognized as being left on the table by the practices, not collecting that 25 to 30% from the payer. So on a, say for instance, $100,000, you're leaving $25,000 to $30,000 on the table. So why is this? Why are people leaving this on the table? And it comes down to, they're chasing the low hanging fruit and they haven't dedicated the resources, to do the AR follow up. And I can't figure out why. Some people don't want to hire people to do the AR follow-up, but why would you just, if say on average you're paying 5%, 5% of 25,000 is what, 1,250 a month, something like that. I mean, why would you not pay $1,250 to get back over $23,000, $23,750. Why would you not do that? And so let's talk about the cost. And of course, this is not. I'm not only seeing this with in-house billers either. I'm seeing this with outsourced billing where. Even the outsourced billing is only going after the low-hanging fruit. That's just to me is laziness or poor management. But let's look at the cost, the average cost for doing this in-house. So if I've got an in-house biller and I'm paying this person somewhere around $40,000, and you add on the cost of insurance and overhead. So we'll say that's 35%. So we'll say it's a third of their salary, and that's about somewhere around $13,000. So we'll just say it's $53,000 that you're paying per year for this AR person to do AR follow-up. Well, this... So 53,000 divided by 12 is we'll say it's 4,000. We'll even go low. 4,000, between 4,000 and 5,000. So, if you have 25,000, now you're not going to need a full-time person for just 25,000 in AR. Typically that's somewhere around, if an AR person's doing 40 claims a day, which is what we see on average, that's 800 claims per month. So if you see what your claims are being denied or what claims have not been paid, that your count of claims on an average, a monthly average, then you can figure out how much of a person you need. Let's just say that it's 25% of that. So if you're doing 200 claims a month that need to be followed up on, then you really only need a quarter of that person. So a quarter of 4,000 is 1,000 a month. So if you're going to spend 1,000 a month to collect on $25,000, then you're collecting 24,000 a month for the practice. Now, I know that you're going to have this person anyway. You can use them for other duties, but even if you were to use them fully loaded as an AR person, you're still collecting $21,000 for the practice. Now, that's for a first, the second pass, calling the insurance, getting the actual reason why that claim was not paid, and resubmitting it. Now, if you have to go to a third pass, say that you, of the 95, the 5% that you get, you're getting of the 5% that you have to do follow up on from the first pass, you may have to follow up again on 1% of those again. So you still got that AR person for that follow up. That's somewhere around 25 claims. So maybe you're doing 200. You add the follow up, first follow up, and the second follow up. Maybe you're doing 225 claims per month. So you can see that the cost of doing that and how much you're getting in return for investing. You're spending the money to make the money, like the saying goes. You're spending that money to collect on that extra 25 to 30% that you're leaving at the payer. You're leaving at the payer, and it's entitled to you. So why not go get that money? And if you've got a billing company and you're seeing a lot of write-offs due to timely filing, why are we doing timely filing? Why aren't we following up on this? We at RCM360, we've implemented a set of analytics and reports so that we can monitor the last touch, which means the last payment, last submission, last note on the claim, last time we touched that claim. If we have to touch that every 20 to 30 days so that we can make sure that we're hitting timely filing. First, it starts with submitting those unbilled encounters, getting that on the timeline, because if you don't submit it, you're not going to get it paid. And then doing the regular follow-up. You have to do a regular follow-up, even if you need to appeal. You need to keep that process going. So you really have to manage the AR process so that you make sure that you collect the most money that you can out of the payer. Like I said, it's yours. It's your money. Go get it. I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for riding along with us for RCM 360 Drive Time. We look forward to having you back for our next episode. Thank you.